Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Hi, is Amy there, please?
Amy? Sure, can I ask who's calling?
It's Jay from TransUnion.
TransUnion. Okay, give me 1 second. I'll transfer you over.
Appreciate it.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hi Amy, it's Jay here with TransUnion.
Oh hey Jay, how are you?
Good, I see, you had some questions here.
Yeah, let me go ahead and get over to TLO so maybe we can go through this example together. Just give me 1 second. All right, so it looks like I was logged out, but let me go ahead and sign myself back in.
Locked out after about 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah. So basically with this scenario, we had a customer that was a sole proprietor. They operate their business under their SSN, so I didn't have a way to do a business search. I only searched with the individual. His name was Jose Ramirez, which... you know, it's kind of a generic name. Yeah, a common name, but then I had his social, so I input that in. And since he operates a trucking company, we were expecting to see some titled vehicles because I guess like my supervisor was kind of thinking that maybe we can use some of the content in TLO to help with our marketing. And that would help for like trucking people in the trucking industry if we know that they have vehicles under their name, or you know, maybe what kind of content we'd be able to find in TLO that could give us some resources to use like for marketing purposes. We know that we financed a couple of vehicles for this customer before, but they weren't showing up in the TLO report, so we were just wondering why that was.
You know the name of the business?
Yeah, so his name is Jose Ramirez, but he goes, the DBA of his business is JC Trucking. And there is no federal tax ID either because he runs as a sole prop.
Right, right. That's exactly right. JC Trucking.
Correct. If you let me go ahead and pull up the rest of the deal, please. 1 second. So if you want the business address, I'm just waiting for the page to load. Are you doing a business search?
Yeah, just in zip code actually.
Okay. So if you need the zip, it's 92703. Correct.
The address. Which is that business address, you know?
What I'm showing as the business address, it's also his home address. It's 1717 West Cuban, it's Cubbon Street.
It shows a reminder that I actually set for today, Charlie's LLC. I called them, turned out they didn't want to
pay. I also, for kicks, just looked up JC Trucking in TLO, and I got two results that aren't a match, or they're basically under different addresses. One says JCLO Trucking Incorporated, and the other one just says JC Lopez Trucking.
Both of those are suspended.
And so,
So what you showed me in this report, was that him in this comp report?
Let me open the comp report right now. I have it saved in my desktop.
Sure.
So based on the social and the his date of birth, I do believe that it is him. It's Jose Ramirez. There's like one possible criminal record.
Right. It looks like he has a license, so he's got a professional license to drive a truck, that's for sure.
So are you looking at the driver's license info?
The professional license info. He's got a professional driver's license.
I see that now.
CDL, yeah. So that's showing. That's actually good that we do pick up professional licensing, so we're picking this one up. That's pretty awesome.
Okay.
So he is a professional. So he has a. He registers as a professional driver.
Okay.
So he's definitely a driver. Because he has a license to drive. He has a couple of liens. State tax liens. Wow, some big ones there. For some reason, he's not registered as a business owner.
Okay.
So he's working for himself in a way that he didn't. Hold on 1 second. Here. Yeah, he's been identified as his employer is JC Trucking. Interesting.
Now, I don't know the details. I don't know like the details as far as like what vehicles he has in his fleet. But I just assumed for somebody who's like an independent trucker that we would at least have some vehicle information through TLO, and I think that's what we're looking for here.
Yeah, the registration information is not going to show up in California. That's one state we're not aware of. We get 40 states, but Cali's not one of them for vehicle registration. So he probably owns some vehicles, but we can't. California doesn't play very nice for vehicle registration. If he's registered in California.
Okay, sorry, can you repeat that? So you're saying that TLO is not going to have California registration?
Just okay. Registration, but it's going to have everything else. Sorry, we can't provide, California doesn't let anybody, California doesn't give anybody vehicle registration information.
Okay.
Anybody. That's a law they have, accurate, it doesn't matter who it is.
Okay.
But he definitely has a company.
Uh-huh.
Employer of that company. We just can't provide the vehicle registration information on there.
Okay.
Unless it was registered, unless he has vehicles registered in other states, which we have, but I don't think he does.
Yeah. All right, I think he does interstate trucking, so it doesn't cross state lines, if that helps.
Yeah. The good news is there's a lot of data here. Just for your risk assessment of some of the liens and bankruptcies found already, if this is important for you.
I could drag it into the drive.
Okay. I guess maybe I'll try and find another example then where we have somebody that owns multiple vehicles maybe outside of California. And
if they own multiple vehicles outside of California, I'll give you a couple of Nevada we have. I don't know. I mean, you guys can compass what? How many states?
We do business in all 50 states.
Oh, all right. Well, mostly there's 40 states we do. We have.
Okay.
California's not one of them.
Okay.
But, yeah, if you've got another state, you should bring up all those vehicles.
Okay.
For the most part.
All right, I got it. So just for this example, then, it was because it's California.
It's California, absolutely.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. All right. Awesome. I don't have any other questions. That was just the only thing that I wanted to look into here with you. Thank you for giving me a call back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and everything is good with, like, our service right now. I think I just have to add the credit card on file still.
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Get it in there, as you know, when you can.
Mm-hmm. So my account, and then I hit billing, credit memo, invoice adjustment. Okay. So would I hit, like, make a payment or something? Okay.
Make a payment. You can make a payment right now, or you can set it up for auto pay.
Okay.
The statements come in the first of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Just let you know. And if you put your credit card in here, hit auto pay, they'll automatically pay that.
Okay. Awesome. I think I figured out that option here.
Great.
Okay. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye, Jay.
Bye-bye.